Exploding Barrel Podcast presented by 41 Mania for November 10th, 2007. This is Mike Minotti. With me is Edge Guy Minotti. How's it going, Edge Guy?
Going well. I apologize if I sound stuffy. I have a sinus infection.
That's fascinating.
I know.
You don't even sound any different.
I feel like I sound different.
No, not really.
Okay.
Stop trying to play for people's sympathy.
Okay.
You still have to do a lot of talking. You told me there's a lot of news today.
There's a lot of news today.
Is this going to get boring?
No, it's good stuff.
So you promise our listeners this is going to be exciting news?
Absolutely.
Okay, get to it then.
All right, well, you want to do the rest of the rundown?
Oh.
Since we screwed up the order last week, maybe we should review it this week.
I always review it. Doesn't matter. But yeah, well, you know, of course, we're going to start with news. Then go into the best ever. Then we're going to talk about the games we've been playing this week. I'm going to talk about Final Fantasy. Then we're going to talk about the downloadable game releases and the real weekly game releases.
All right.
So you can go ahead and start with the news.
Okay, I feel better now. Let's see. We'll start off one. I should have mentioned this last week. We just caught the beginning of it. But for those who don't know, the annual Penny Arcade Child's Play charity has kicked off. So I urge all gamers to go to childplaycharity.org and pick one of the children's hospitals close to you and send them a game or two for the Christmas holidays. Last year they raised just over $1 million, and hopefully they'll continue to go upwards and break that record this year.
They have a lot of hospitals this year. They're not spreading themselves too thin.
I don't think so. Because they wouldn't add the more hospitals if they weren't increasing how much stuff they're getting in. Because, I mean, you can only send so much to one hospital, right?
Right.
But, so yeah, everyone check that out. Good fun. So, speaking of children, it has been confirmed that a parental timer will be part of the upcoming 360 fall dashboard update in December. So they're kind of just catching that fall moniker. It just lets you put on your kid's gamer tag, like how long in a day or a week they can play.
How does it do that?
It just keeps track of how much they play, I guess.
Well, how does the Xbox 360 know I'm a parent?
Because you have to make your passport account, and it knows if you're 18 up.
Okay. So, like, there's no way I could be, like pretend to be your parent and set up a timer.
Yeah, just, no.
But I bet if I tried real hard.
I just don't see what's to stop the kid from just logging in with their parent's gamer tag.
Maybe they'll have a password.
Maybe.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't really concern us that much. We don't know what else is going to be in the dashboard update. Rumors persist that there will be DivX video support and maybe something else.
Well, what would that mean exactly?
More videos you could play over on your Xbox.
Wee.
Yeah, that's good. So there were rumors flying around that a new $100 smaller PS2 would be coming out. That was all pretty much false. There is a new PS2 coming. It's the same price and same dimensions as the current PS2 Slim models. But the AC adapter is built in, so it's a cord, much like the PS3's cord, just coming out the back of it. So far, only talked about in Japan and Europe, nothing coming out of America yet. In regard to hardware, the NPD will not be reporting hardware sales anymore, which just took away a lot of flame bait for various forums.
Pretty disappointing.
Yeah, it's odd because, I mean, the film industry, I mean, within a day, you can know exactly how much a movie made its opening weekend, and even the NPDs in their old incarnation weren't even exact. It didn't take in a lot of different retail channels, like especially online digital distribution for software.
I think even the current ones didn't do Walmart or something.
Something weird like that, yeah. And God, Walmart's, how much sales do they generate?
It's a majority, I think, actually. So, at least for DVDs, I don't know about games.
Right, so they're not going to do hardware numbers. They'll only release the top 5 game sales instead of the top 10. And basically, it's now up to hardware devs to put up either their own or their competitors' sales numbers. So who knows
Sony,
what's going to be the truth.
Hey, Sony, how's the PS3 selling? Oh, it's doing terrible.
Yeah. We didn't sell so many this month. Joking.
Laws. Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Someone else that didn't sell enough stuff was EA Chicago. They got shut down due to them lacking profitability. They famously make the Fight Night series as well as the Def Jam series of games. So far, Fight Night has been confirmed to be going to EA Vancouver. The Def Jam series and the new Marvel fighting game that they are working on that may or may not have had something to do with Rise of the Imperfects. No one knows what's going on with
them. Did they make Rise of the Imperfects?
I don't know if they did or not, but if they did, they deserve to be shut down. But Fight Night was good. And Def Jam, I think the problem with Def Jam, apparently one of the employees of EA Chicago spoke out under the guise of being anonymous. And he said that they set like very unrealistic sales predictions for that game. Because you got to figure, a fighting game based on a bunch of rappers, that's kind of a niche title.
It kind of plays like a wrestling game.
Yeah, but it wasn't, I don't know, I never
the
really
first
cared for
two
games.
Were fun. The last one, people were a bit more mixed on.
Yeah, it got a little weird. But, I mean, I hope those guys do well. It always sucks to see people lose their jobs, especially right at the holidays, too. But hopefully they'll land on their feet. I know, I was telling you earlier, Infinity Ward had their message of the day in COD4 was, hey, EA Chicago employees, Infinity Ward is hiring. Go to infinityward.com/jobs.
Jeez.
So, maybe they'll find something. So, this will make you happy.
What? I already know.
We have a new assist trophy coming to Smash Brothers. And that is none other than Gray Fox.
That is cool.
I mean, at first I saw the headline, I thought he was a playable character.
No, I didn't think that.
But, nevertheless, still cool. It's nice to see, it's fun to see the non-Nintendo characters that are ending up in Smash Brothers.
Too bad we'll probably stop using assist trophies after messing around with them once, but...
I'll still use them.
You know, we had Pokemon battles every once in a
while.
Yeah,
where
you only
fun.
Turn on Pokeballs. Now we can just put on the assist trophies, too.
So something else coming out for the Wii tomorrow. Sunday the 11th will be the Check Me Out channel that was talked about at a previous press conference. I can't, was it E3 they talked about that?
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Basically, you can just go and put your Miis online. You can go look at 1,000 random Miis, save them to your system. Just a lot of fluff, but it could be fun. Similar to like the Everybody Votes channel. This one's cool. I think you have this game. Boom Boom Rocket. You have that, right?
Yes, I do.
We need to try this, because apparently they've officially added support for guitars and dance pad controllers.
Yeah, I heard that. Be interesting. And I liked some of the other things they improved. Like, better explosions.
Yeah.
All right.
Gotta have those explosions in that fireworks game. Now, this is what I'm excited for. The Source SDK has been updated to include all Orange Box content, which means
what?
Portal and TF2 maps are coming.
To what?
PC.
Oh. Like custom-made ones, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Wait, tools are in the hands
make a
of the
Rock 2 map?
What's that?
Does that mean someone's going to make a Rock 2 map?
Very possible.
Ooh.
Very possible.
Ooh.
Excitement
increased.
Target has decided they will not be stocking Manhunt 2.
Oh, no.
Their reasoning is because the game did get its M rating, but... In the PSP version, people have hacked the game by putting a file onto the memory sticks that, like, removes all those filters and blurs and crap they put up whenever you're doing one of the death kills in the move or in the game or whatever.
I saw, like, the video, and I don't know. I can't even tell, like...
It doesn't look any worse than Manhunt 1 did, is the thing.
It seems like the blurs, it's like, oh, it's like you're watching it through a security camera, but, like,
yeah.
It doesn't look much
different. Well, but because people have been able to hack the PSP version, Target has pulled all versions off the shelves. I wonder if they even realize that it's just the PSP version that's been hacked. And, I mean, to do that, I mean, it's not even a matter of putting in code. You have to, like, download files and manipulate memory cards, so I doubt, like, many 12-year-olds are doing that.
I feel like we're kind of fanning the Manhunt 2 flames.
I know, I hate it, because apparently the game sucks.
Well, it's mediocre, I think.
Yeah, it's like, and it's just causing all this controversy. Oh, well. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So we got, again, the Battle of the Bands. First, Guitar Hero 3 just launched some new downloadable content this week. It's still in crappy 3-song bundles for 500 points. At least their theme this time. One bundle is all songs by Velvet Revolver and another by Foo Fighter. Care less.
Yeah, not so much.
Meanwhile, Rock Band has all kind of stuff coming. And all these songs, they sell them in packs, but you can also buy anything you want a la carte. I got a
big
list.
Do we know price?
No pricing has been announced yet. So, I mean, that'll be the big decider. But at least the songs are good. We got a Police pack that has Roxanne in it. There's a Metallica pack. The songs haven't been announced yet. A Black Sabbath pack. We have War Pigs in it. David Bowie. You got some more single songs like Buddy Holly by Weezer. And Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. So... That'll be good. At least they have good stuff coming. I'm excited.
I guess so.
And last one, and this was should have been big news, but it kind of wasn't really as big as they made it out to be. The PS3 firmware 2.0 has been released on Thursday. It's lacking the much-wanted in-game cross-media bar support. What it does have is themes that you can now either download from the PSN store or users can create their own.
I was looking for themes on the PS store. I couldn't find it.
There's none out there yet.
Dang.
I think they'd have some more than just like, the one built in. You can. I found instructions for
like
it.
I can
online.
Make pictures and like
for all the different icons. But you need to do like every you don't have to, but like every icon, even like you know, like network settings and all that stuff.
That'd be cool. I can make themes. I hope someone makes a cool Elkars Star Trek theme.
Ooh, that would be
cool. You know what Elkars is?
Yeah, the menu system. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Ooh.
Okay, we're doing that after we're done recording.
Oh,
So we already had the remote play, which allowed a PSP to talk to a PS3 from anywhere in the world, and you could access your media and whatnot. And they added a new feature that I was really looking forward to, where you could turn on your PS3. So you have to like leave it on the remote play screen and then leave your house and access it. You could leave your PS3. It would be in like a kind of low power mode. You could turn it on. But a problem I encountered right away, and apparently a lot of people have encountered, is it's waiting for a certain packet from your network to wake it up, and apparently it thinks everything is this packet. So like if you turn this feature on, basically your PS3 just keeps turning off and on like forever, and it makes that loud beeping noise every time it turns on.
Beep.
Sony's acknowledged this on their website, and they just have a little thing that says, note that certain routers may cause the PS3 to turn off and on intermittently. And we have the Linksys 54G, that's like the most common router there is. So I mean, if that doesn't do it right, so hopefully there's something they can do to fix it. Otherwise, what was really the biggest feature of this firmware update is kind of pointless, because
why is this a big feature? I don't understand.
Well, like you can in theory, well, here's what I do. In fact, because we have the PS3s linked up to the computer, so I could access all my pictures, music, and compatible video files from my PS3.
Okay.
Which meant I could then in turn access them from the PSP. So I could, with my PS3 shut off, I could be in California and I could want to show somebody a picture on the hard drive of my computer, turn on my PSP. If I'm on a Wi-Fi hotspot, I boot up the PSP, it sends a signal to the PS3, turns the PS3 on, connects to the PS3, which then connects to my PC, and I could pull up the picture. Normally, you just had to leave the PS3 turned on at all times.
I don't know. This seems very circumstantial.
Yeah, it is, but it was neat, and it's completely broken, which sucks. The last things they put were you can have playlists in your picture and music folders. They say you can organize like your game folder, but I only find one option to just put everything in one folder, and then it's still all jump. Like I want like a folder for demos and a folder for games, but I don't know how to do that if I'm missing something. And they have some kind of micro trend web security things. It's basically like safe searching for kids. It's free till April, and then they're going to start charging for it.
I'm really kind of caught up in the whole Elkars.
You're still thinking about
thing.
That.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You think someone's going to make one, or should I just get
it? I think you should do it.
I'm doing it.
Be the one. Put it out there. Let it get famous.
Give me the program or whatever.
All right, I'll show you later. Oh, man, and yeah, that's it. That's
all the news. I guess that was a pretty decent amount.
Yeah, it was a good chunk. It's more than last week.
You see, 1UP had some Quarterman rumors I thought were interesting.
Yeah, they said, like, Bioshock's coming to the PS3.
Well, that one, I don't know. But they said, this was interesting. You know the old wrestling game, WWF No Mercy?
I never played it, but I do know.
Well, apparently it's the best one ever. I don't really remember too well, but, like, Kevin, my one friend, says it's amazing. He always talks about how, I hope it's on Virtual Console. I'm like, I don't really think so. But the rumor is that they're going to re-release it on the WiiWare service with the updated roster. Interesting rumor.
Be cool.
It might be popular. I know.
I'm down with that. They also said they're making a new Sonic game in those rumors.
What?
The rumors also said a new Sonic game is coming, yeah.
God. They're not going to learn their lessons. It's still Sonic Team.
Yep.
So I guess we'll move on to the best ever then.
I guess so.
And you told me to go with a shorter kind of best ever. You didn't want to talk about something for too long. So I thought we'd talk about the best ever console design. As in purely aesthetical. And not graphics, but like, you know, shell, basically.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's a little fluff.
Right. I like it.
Let's talk about it. Just talk about ones you like. You know what? I like the original Nintendo in a way. It still has its charm.
Yeah, it's got that kind of 80s retro feel to it.
Right. And, like, you see, like, that design still put on, like, a lot of shirts and, like, things. That was still...
It's iconic.
Super Nintendo looks a lot more like a toy.
Yeah. So did the GameCube.
Between
GameCube, the color scheme and the, like, the box shape.
A lot of people
of
say
it.
The GameCube looked like a lunchbox.
Yeah, well, it had the handle.
And it was purple.
Yes.
But, you know.
I had my silver one. It looks a lot cooler.
If you say so. How about the Genesis?
The original Genesis was okay, but the newer of the one with the kind of more square shape to it, I always thought that was a pretty sleek looking system.
Then for a while, the Saturn looked kind of like a Super Genesis, pretty much.
Yeah.
Dreamcast was a nice looking system. I like that.
Pretty basic. Here's my Dreamcast right here.
Well, no one can see that.
I know. I'm just saying.
But go ahead and point at it. Yours kind of got all yellowish or something.
Apparently, a lot of them did that. I don't know if it was the plastic they used or what. But, the part that's the modem, it's still white.
PS2 was the first system to do the whole stand on its side kind of thing.
Yeah, which got kind of strangely popular.
I have mine. I have my old PS2 still.
Yeah, it's.
I kind of like the way it looks. Look at it right there.
Yeah, it's also. For some reason, it feels retro-ish, even though it's not that old.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy the look of it. I don't like the way the first Xbox looked at all.
I don't either.
I don't get it.
Well, they said the design philosophy of it was barely contained energy ready to explode.
You know, the sad part is I can kind of see how they thought that.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, because that was, their motif was, this green, goo, and it was the
Yeah,
end.
We
was
couldn't, oh put God. Stuff on top of it, because it was, curvy at the top.
Which, of course, is a problem with the PS3 now.
I hate the PS3's design. Because how many PlayStation fanboys were, making fun of the size of the original Xbox, saying, how big it is, and the PS3 is even bigger than the original Xbox, so it doesn't even look that good.
It was just a lot of fun to make fun of the Xbox.
Yeah, but how's come it's no one's making fun of the PS3? I mean,
AJ, people are making fun of the PS3. Just got much more severe problems.
Well,
than
this is very true.
And how big it is.
I know.
So I don't feel bad. But I'll tell you what system looks good is the Nintendo DS Lite.
Yeah, if we're gonna go to portables.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We lost a bit of the recording.
Yeah, we're trying to recreate what we said a bit ago.
And it's just a wee bit weird.
It is a weird film.
I was going to try to pretend like it didn't happen.
Gee, are we going to talk about handhelds
Jeez,
now?
Jeez, yes. I know. Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, how about the
DS
Lite? The second time the PS3 one was better.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe we should record every podcast twice.
Yes, I have a rough draft.
Okay, but the DS Lite, it looks good. And we're going to talk about handhelds, yeah. You know, it's sleek. It shuts on itself. It's a lot better than the DS Fat.
Yeah.
The PSP looks pretty good, except it kind of it's a little too delicate.
It's not portable enough. DS is rugged. PSP, I'm fearful every time I take it with me anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I always put mine in this little, spongy case thing that came with it.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere I go, and it still got scratched a little bit just recently on the screen, which is annoying.
See, I had to get those the little plastic film sticker things you put over the screen, and that seems to help.
I'll tell you what was a nice looking system was the Virtual Boy.
I love that thing. Remember,
you have to pretend like you're laughing at my joke again. Even
I do.
God, I mean, if you get fake laughing like that,
the Virtual Boy is just that funny.
Nothing I say must be funny, because you could just fake laughing at everything.
See? No, but...
Go ahead and say what you said before.
Well, there's that commercial.
I'm pretending it's new.
Where it was
what
the...
What commercial? What is this? Tell me about this commercial.
You're not pulling this off very well.
I want to hear about this commercial.
Okay, so there's this, sentient Virtual Boy walking around this, post-apocalyptic wasteland, and it, went up to this kid and lassoed him with his controller and, stuck itself to his face, and he was, trapped playing the Virtual Boy.
And then I said, yeah, I always like to think that the Virtual Boy wants to attack me.
Did we talk about the 360 yet?
I thought you said we did.
No, we did. We did the original Xbox.
I think we talked about... Are you sure? I thought that was one of the first ones we talked about.
No.
I am so sorry, everyone. Okay, 360 looks nice.
I'm going to fix this up. The 360 is very nice.
What? This is awesome stuff right here.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, the 360, I mean, it's a good size. It's pretty to look at. It's functional.
All right.
I'm a fan. And then the Wii... Which is basic.
Did we talk about the Wii yet?
It's basic, but it's sleek.
It is sleek.
It's got the little blue lights around
the
disc tray. Yes, we talked about the NES.
All right, can we put this segment out of its misery?
Yeah, let's just...
What's the best console design ever?
The best console design ever, in my opinion, is the Xbox 360.
Why?
I like the way it looks. It's got a good form. I mean, I just kind of said all this, but twice now. Three times. But it's just very smartly done. Even the way how, depending on how you orient it horizontally or vertically, the lights will adjust and everything. And I don't know, I just think it looks good. You could adjust the faceplates and customize it.
I do like customizing the faceplates. All right, ask me what my favorite one is.
What's your favorite?
The NES.
You don't say.
I'm shocked. I should have changed it. Dang it. Yeah, thought about
throw me
a
for
longer,
a loop.
I really should have. But no, I like the NES. It's classic. It's retro. Great color scheme. Fun stuff. Okay, let's talk about what we've been playing. For sanity's sake, why don't we talk about the game we talked about first last time for the end?
Okay.
So let's talk about
Zack. Okay, now we're in uncharted territory, everybody. We're not repeating ourselves anymore. I see what I did there.
Yes.
I didn't even mean to. That's great.
Yes. Fortunate we didn't pick up on that.
So what else you play this week?
Zack and Wiki we just played.
Yeah, we rented it and we just busted out a few hours ago.
Because we had to return it tonight. We didn't get it yet.
Strangely fun.
It is fun.
It's very quirky and it's pretty funny actually.
And it's really it's like an adventure, point and click adventure.
It really
game.
Is, which is fantastic. We love that stuff.
One thing I don't like is, well, I mean, I don't know if I don't like it. It's just like, oh, I lose and I'm mad, but you know, I die. You have to do the.
I know. I hate
again.
Death and adventure. That's why I didn't like the Sierra games back in the
day.
But
I mean, it's not that bad. No. When you know what you're doing, it goes by a lot faster. But the puzzles are pretty clever.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, the humor's good. Presentation's good. I mean, it looks like a fun game. It's like, yeah. That's kind of a game that, like, okay, would just really look much better if it wasn't, you know, if it was on PS3 or something.
Right. Like, well, it's almost like a Wind Waker kind of style, too, and only not quite as cartoony.
All right. It's a neat little game.
Yeah.
I want to rent it again sometime.
Yeah.
It's only $40, so at least they priced it right.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
What else did you play this week?
So I've been plugging away at Final Fantasy Tactics.
Oh, you have
been? Did I talk about this last week?
I don't think you did talk about Tactics.
I just started it last week. It's your copy, actually.
Right.
You know, I've played the beginning of the game before in the original PlayStation. I'm hoping to get further this time. I want to get Balthier in my party. But, I forgot, like, what a weird curve this game has. Because I get through the first three missions, boom, boom, boom. I get to the fourth mission, just get annihilated.
That's exactly what I said when I played.
Yeah, so I'm now in the process of leveling up my crew, and I got to start customizing their jobs up a bit and buying some gear. But
it's a hard game.
The only thing that bothers me about this game is they let you adjust the angle of the camera, but I wish it could go higher.
Yeah.
Because there's still sometimes you can't quite see behind things.
I wish you could just do an overhead view sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's...
But, I mean, it's still a solid game, and the new translation's a lot better. It's a lot of cool medieval speak in there.
Yeah, I do. It's very Final Fantasy XII script.
Yeah, and the cutscenes are gorgeous.
They do look very good.
They look fantastic.
I've been playing... Well, I started Symphony of the Night on my Dracula X Chronicles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which I played before. You know, it's a fun game. I like it. I'm a little... I still, like... Because, like, sometimes the save point's a little too separated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll die, and I hadn't saved in a while, and it'll go through that annoying game over screen.
Oh, it still, like, doesn't let you skip it? Where, like, no, it, like, slowly it just,
and
fades
then,
like, in.
Yeah, and then, like, it doesn't, like, want to continue right where you saved, and, you know, go back to the startup screen, and it's just... It's annoying.
Yeah.
But it's still a fun game. I don't know if I really feel like beating it or anything.
Right, right.
I might actually be a bit more inclined to the old school Castlevania games. I don't know.
Huh.
But like, I was playing Castlevania 3 again. That's a lot of fun. I was also playing Super Mario Brothers 3.
Really?
For a little bit today. ROMing it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually, that just went a virtual console too.
Yeah, so you're not allowed to play the ROM anymore.
Oh, that's right. It's not like fair game.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because I, in getting excited for Galaxy coming out next week.
That's what motivated me.
Yeah, I was playing both Mario 64 and Super Mario World, both on the Wii Virtual Console.
Oh, boy, we can talk about Mario games.
Yeah.
Well, Mario 3, I still stand by it, but stand by my always saying it's a little bit overrated. It's still very good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's very fun. But one thing I noticed, and maybe the later levels are a bit different, I forget, is that... Like, all the levels are pretty short.
They are, but
there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, but they are pretty short.
Mm.
And the whole game kind of has this different... I think it's themed differently than the other Mario games are.
Well, technically, as I understand, World 1 is... That's the Mushroom Kingdom. That's it. Everything else is technically outside of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Even World 1 is, like, a little... It's different than every other representation of the Mushroom Kingdom we've ever seen. I think it's safe to say.
Well, what other representations have we really seen?
Mario,
the original Mario and...
It's been in all of them. It's been 64.
Kinda.
Galaxy, RPG, Paper Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been in them.
I mean, let's face it, the Mario fiction isn't exactly the most cohesive
story
and setting there is. I mean, what happened to the Koopa kids? Did we actually kill them in Super Mario World? Is that what we're led to believe?
You know, I don't like how some people are like, why is Bowser Jr. there? What about the Koopa kids? You know, it was never said that the Koopa kids were Bowser's kids.
Yeah, I think they're just called, like, the Koopalings or something like that, actually.
I think they're just his, you know, little minions. I think what happened is you killed them in Mario World, and then they didn't come back.
We actually killed kids, all right.
Remember, they fell into fire.
This is true.
In lava. They're like, why aren't they back? Like, well, you shouldn't have killed them. But what you have anything significant to say about World or 64? I mean,
they're still wonderfully fantastic games, and I mean, I'll stop playing them in 3 days, but for a while at least. Oh my god! So should we tell our tale right now of Galaxy Mission Galaxy?
Okay, you can tell the tale.
Well,
sit down, friends.
Yes, gather around the fire, all ye. Well, apparently. Some Best Buys around the country have broken the street date for Galaxy, so excited as I was, I went to Best Buy, and a friend of ours was working there, and I told him of what I read, so he and I run over to a computer, and they do, in fact, have 36 copies on hand. But he doesn't work in media, so he's trying to get someone to see if they'll sell it to me, and they said no, they wouldn't, because Nintendo hadn't given them the word yet, and then you tried going in later in the day during a different shift, and you met no success either.
No.
But they're there. In the back, in a
box. I really wish I was playing Mario Galaxy right now.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I don't know. I just want to play the game. I'm really excited. The reviews have been glowing. All the videos look gorgeous.
Our own playtime has shown us it's fantastic. So
yeah, even that was that's such a little taste, though.
I know.
I really want to play.
This is why I wish the Wii could have demos.
Well, I just want to play it.
Yeah.
What else do you play? Anything significant?
Gosh, not really. No. Just the
Something.
You got anything else?
Well, let's talk about Uncharted now.
Uncharted.
We played the Uncharted demo.
Fantastic.
It was great. And I said before, I've always been kind of critical of this game when I first saw it because I thought it looked kind of not generic, but a little stale.
Yeah.
Like it looked like it lacked personality. Like, oh, here's some guy and he's in a jungle and he looks normal. And I said, like, I probably think this because I'm so like, especially recently, kind of inclined to Eastern gaming, Japanese kind of gaming, where the character isn't wearing zippers and, you know, has spiky hair. It's like, oh, that's not a character. It's just some guy. But, you know, within the first scene, as soon as he starts talking and moving around, like, his personality shines through completely.
Well, all the cutscenes in the game were mocap by the two actors for Nathan and Elaine. And the animation's fantastic. And the acting, I mean, what's bringing these guys to life? The acting's really good in this game.
It is. It actually is, which is amazing. I mean, even Gears of War had horrible, bad voice acting, let's
say. Eat shit and die.
I heard you're Marcus Fenix.
Yep. Yeah.
Then they're like, oh, you're the guy from Alpha 1 Battle or something. And he's like, and they're like, yep. He's like, oh, man, that's cool. Not really.
I remember his Eeyore line.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Kind of wish I didn't.
He sounds a lot like Eeyore.
He did. But that's the thing. You mentioned Gears of War because so many people wrote off Uncharted as Tomb Raider with a guy. But really, it's kind of Gears of War with a jump button.
Yeah, that's what it really feels like.
This game takes such great advantage of animation in like a way that really we haven't seen a game do yet. Where like every time Nathan goes for cover, it's never the same. It's always, there's little variances in where his hands are, where his head is, the way he's leaning, hit like the tension in his body, and it's very convincing.
I just like how circumstances change his animation. Like, you know, if you're running and you're being shot at, he'll actually look like he's being shot.
Yeah, he'll put his hands over his head and duck down and run. It's great.
Yeah.
If he's up against cover and his bullets whiz by and the corner, he's ducking by him and stuff. Like, he's reacting.
It seems like the AI is fantastic, really great. Mm-hmm. Like, they know when there's enough of them that they can come charge.
Yeah, like, they won't just hide and cover forever. They'll just run right at you.
Right, and, you know, yeah, very smart AI. You had trouble getting headshots, but I didn't have any problem.
You played and you were just popping them one after another.
I guess I'm just better than
never
you.
Never get a guy to go down in one shot, it felt like, but maybe I just suck. I don't know.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Uncharted. I really can't wait for the final game now. I think this is... Like, Ratchet and Clank was pretty good. It was a very good game.
But, like, it's still Ratchet and Clank. We've been playing that forever. This is, like, the first PS3 game that I'm like, oh, I got to get that when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to
that. Too bad it comes out, I think, the same day as Mass Effect.
I would rather play Drake.
Oh, Mass Effect. Well, you get Drake, I'll get Mass Effect. How's that?
I guess so.
All right. So,
I guess that's it for what we not what we've been playing. Whoops. Our week in gaming.
Trademark.
Yeah.
Well, there's one more game you've been playing, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. So, let's cue the entrance music.
Cue.
All right. Everyone, I have beaten Final Fantasy VIII.
Woo! I forgot that this happened for this podcast. I was just ready to talk about IX.
Oh,
I think it happened the night after we recorded, didn't it?
Happened not too, just a couple days after.
Yeah, but... All right, can I tell the story?
Well, first, let me
okay, do a little bit. Talk about the game.
I was getting close to the end of the game, and for a while I was kind of breezing through it, getting found dungeon. I did a lot of side quests to get some more powerful stuff, summons mostly, GFs. Sorry,
Guardian forces.
But I actually got to the point where I was like, I wasn't sure if it was gonna be like the part of no return, but it was. So I just went with it. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I was going along, even the final dungeon wasn't that hard at all. Then I get to the final boss, and this thing was just kicking my ass. And it was, like, infuriating because, like, Sephiroth, Final Fantasy VII, took me a turn to beat. And this, like, thing, I won't say what it is, spoilers, but, I mean, it just was destroying me. I mean, let's say it's humanoid for the sake of the story coming up. It has a head.
Yes.
But, I mean, it was just, like, 8 tries, I couldn't do it. I mean... I was, like, manipulating systems, like, to a science. Like, there's only one chance I ever had of beating it. So, and, like, I would get to the end, and it was able to do a move that would just kill my entire party in, one hit. Like, did 8,000 damage, which is insane. But, so, before, like, I tried it 6 times. I went to do something else, and I came back that night to try it again, and then you watched me, and,
So I'm watching Mike fight this thing. It's the final of the 3 stages of the boss.
4 stages.
4 stages.
Yes.
So you had 100 mega elixirs because you traded in like your Ifrit card or something. You're trying to explain to me. So
I refined it.
Right. So the mega elixirs would completely cure your entire party.
Yes. Mind you, I had this. I had 100 mega elixirs and I still couldn't beat him a few times.
So this boss basically has 2 moves. One that brings everybody down to 1 HP and one that brings everybody down to 0 HP.
Yeah. I guess that's fair enough to say.
So... Mike's casting this spell called Aura on Squall so that he could use. Is it called a limit break in this one?
Yeah,
it's Renzo Kukin attack, which like does like 8 hits and each hits like 3,000 damage.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Usually you only get it when your HP is low, but he's casting this spell so he can use it whenever. So he's doing that, and he's got Irvine, who's this kind of cowboy guy with a gun.
Like he was always been my magic guy, yeah, so he never had a high attack.
So
power.
He's just throwing mega elixirs up there to keep everybody healed every time it brings you down to 1 HP, and then you had Zell just attacking.
Yeah.
So, it's getting ready to do the move that's going to kill everybody. You have one item that will make your entire party completely invincible for a couple turns. So he uses that. The attack goes off, it doesn't hit anybody, you remain invincible for a few turns, then Squall's aura runs out. So you cast it again. It misses. You have one aura left, he casts it again, that misses too. So we've lost the Renzo Kukin attack, unless you get down to the 1 HP thing again. So you're still fighting this thing, you're just doing attacks, throwing up mega elixirs as you need them, and it does the attack, you're down to 1 HP. You get in one last Renzo Kukin attack, because Squall had 1 HP, right, when his turn came up. You threw out the mega elixir, and then it says it's going to do its kill everybody move.
Yes.
So you were out of the all party invincible, but you had one item that would make one person invincible. So you had Squall put that on Irvine. And you were just going to let the other two guys die and use a Mega Phoenix down to bring the two of them back. And so then you threw that item. Irvine's not invincible. You're just waiting for this attack, so you just had Irvine attack. He gets his gun, shoots, does 640 damage, and the boss starts shaking. And then Mike's legs start shaking. And we realize that by merely shooting this thing in the head for 640 damage, when we'd been doing 3,000 to 4,000 damage per hit before, it died. It was possibly the coolest way to beat that boss you could imagine.
By shooting it in its fucking head.
Boom. Headshot.
And I mean, it was almost slightly disappointing, though. I mean, I could have done that. I mean, God. I could have gone over there and shot it. Seriously, like, the sum of all evil just shot and died.
And then they play one of the most confusing endings I ever saw, but the very, very end with the camera
video
thing.
That played during the credits was very cool.
Yeah, that was very hilarious. Cool.
Music was really good too. It was a really, really good orchestrated version of just the Final Fantasy theme.
Yeah.
Which was, it was very nice. So, but I beat Final Fantasy VIII. It was a little hard. Play time about 36 hours. So less than 7, but more than just about every other one besides that.
Right.
And, like I said, the beginning of 8, it was very dry, boring, tutorials, blah. But from the part where your party gets complete, basically when Irvine joins, coincidence that he's an awesome character, from then on the game picked up like crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like, the first 10 hours were slow as hell. But, like, there's 25 hours, I think about it, I can't believe that was 25 hours of gameplay. Because it kind of flew by.
Uh-huh.
So it did pick up. I mean, yeah, it was hard. It was harder to manage your characters because of all the spell stuff. And it was a little tedious at times because you really were just drawing spells out of people for a while to boost up your character strength. Because, I mean, your attributes depended on that much more than it depended on your level.
Right.
Because I was having, like, my other team, because at one point I had to use two teams, so, like, they were all, like, level, like, 15. But, you know, I junctioned the spells to them, and they were still killing all these final zone bosses anyways. But, so, you know, I did end up liking Final Fantasy a lot. I'm trying to figure out if it's, like, one of my favorites, and I really don't know yet. I'll have to ponder that a bit more. Right. But I did like it. I don't know if I'd recommend it to hardcore RPG fans or hardcore Final Fantasy fans, but, like, people who, like 7.
And that's it.
And, like, that's it. I don't...
It's not for you.
Yeah. Which is I think
odd.
It's kind of why, like when we think about Final Fantasy as a series, it's not as popular as it was, like, right after 7's release. It's probably because, like, they all bought 8, and they all probably just were like, what is this?
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe it's a bit better that Final Fantasy isn't this huge... huge mainstream series. I'm glad it's not like Halo. I mean,
right.
You know,
was on the path to becoming, really.
It really was. So I'm almost kind of glad that it kind of thinned the crowd a little bit. So then I started playing 9. I didn't get too far in it yet, and I played 9 before, but the thing I always like about 9 is the art direction is fantastic, the game is gorgeous, and it just has a lot of charm in there. A lot of real likable characters. I mean, I'm at the point in the game where I pretty much done nothing with the battle system. There's not a whole lot to say right now about 9, but I'll talk about more next week. 9's a very good game. I'm looking forward to playing it. Alright, that's it for Final Fantasy for this week. You want to talk about the downloadable game release?
Yeah, we had a... It was okay week. The Wii Virtual Console, as we mentioned before, I saw Super Mario Bros. 3. So, you know, that's always good. Great game. Got a game called Alien Soldier for the Genesis, a game made by Treasure, a side-scrolling action game. It's an import title from Japan, so it's 900 instead of 800 points, which is kind of a bummer. But I've heard good things about it. It's supposed to be cool, worth checking out, so if you're into that.
Treasure, did they make Gunstar
Heroes?
Yeah, I
mean, those guys, they've always made good games. And the last one is Power Golf for the Turbo Graphics, and it's not supposed to be very good. So stay away from that.
Right.
Oddly enough, I didn't play either the Xbox Live arcade games this week. I just didn't get around to it. There's a game called Switchball, which I think is kind of like a Marble Madness maybe, but I could be completely lying. And something called Word Puzzle, which like looked like it was like a bunch of word find things. You know, like you got like a like grid of letters and you're trying to circle the words.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Game to play on your Xbox.
Yeah. The PlayStation Network, nothing. Just the Uncharted demo, which...
makes up
brought the thing to its knees. It took me forever to download the darn thing.
Yeah,
I couldn't
even
get into the store for a while. So that was sweet. And then GameTap actually had a fantastic week. Because first we got Virtua Fighter for the Saturn up on the service.
Virtua Fighter 1?
Yeah.
Didn't Virtua Fighter 2 come out like immediately after?
No, they did that Virtua Fighter remix.
Because wasn't the first one broken?
No, they just did that Fighter's remix.
No, there's something wrong with it. Because I read about this recently. That the reason why everyone got sent Virtua Fighter's remix for free was because there was some sort of fatal flaw.
Oh, really?
In the original
I didn't know
Virtual
that.
Fighter. Something was weird.
I played
I don't
my Virtual Fighter. I liked it.
We weren't very in tune to really what was going
yeah,
on.
True. Then there's a game called Shadow Watch for the PC. I have no idea what that is. But Sam & Max have launched their second season with Sam & Max Ice Station Santa.
Did you play every episode of season
I did.
One?
It was fantastic.
See, I played a little bit of the first one. I couldn't even get into it.
Well, they
it.
Put episode 4, Abe Lincoln Must Die, from season 1, completely free. You can go to, I believe, the
but should
file
I play
planet.
Them in order?
I'd recommend it. Well, the thing is, though, if you do play it in order, 1 and 2 start off a little slow. They're not nearly as good as the last 4. Plus, in episode 1, they had a different voice actor for Max. He's not as good as the guy who did 2 through 6.
Oh, I didn't know they changed voice actors after episode 1.
Just Max. Sam was the same, and Sam's good.
But Max, they changed, and
I didn't like Max's. That's
yeah,
good.
He's a lot better. And but like by the time you get to like episodes 4, 5, and 6 of season 1, they're fantastic. And I haven't gotten around to getting this a shot yet. I'll probably get to it this weekend for okay. Sam and Max season 2, and I'm looking forward to doing that. So there's your downloads.
All right, real game releases. Bit more exciting,
you
I
mean
think.
There's more than one?
There are a lot of them.
Really?
Well, November 12th, we got Super Mario Galaxy.
Woo!
And, yeah, like I said before, I really cannot wait anymore for this game.
Woo!
Oh, jeez. I just want to play it so badly. Okay, but besides that, got Assassin's Creed, PS3, 360, November
13th. I'm curious
13th.
To try it.
I'm curious to see if it lives up to the
yeah.
I mean, like, there was like, a bunch of commercials during South Park yesterday, and, like, everyone that was watching with me was like, I don't know. They were
the
just
concept
like, oh, man.
Is great. I just don't know how well
Maybe.
It's going to work.
I still think the combat
that's what worries me.
Looks questionable at best.
I hate that where it's like 20 guys surround you and they come at you one at a time. It kind of yeah. works in a movie where like they can like edit it and control the pace a bit, but in a game, I don't know how well that would work.
It looks like to me right now, like I don't know why you can't just do your stealth kill and get out of
yeah.
there. It's like there's like you do your stealth kill, then you're forced to fight off a bunch of
right.
people, then you get out of there. But we'll see. We'll see what reviews say and stuff. Crysis, PC, November 16th. You know, for those of you who are able to buy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, seriously,
play,
that's the thing.
Fun,
is, I mean, I heard even on the top-of-the-line machines, it's, like, barely going.
Like, really?
The developers themselves say that, like, they expect this game to not really reach its full potential for 5 years.
Wow. Okay.
So maybe in 5 years I'll buy the game for $5 and play it.
Yeah. Blacksite, Area 51, 360 PC.
Yeah, the demo is surprisingly decent.
It's,
I mean,
shooter.
God, how many shooters do we need right now?
We have to ban that genre.
Yeah.
SimCity Societies, PC, November 15th. I didn't know this was coming out
already. Wow, that yeah. was a ways off. Oh,
nope,
I'd be curious to
is.
See that.
Need for Speed Pro Street, PC, 360, PS3, PS2, Wii, DS,
the
November
Need for
15th.
Speed games have gotten more and more realistic, and I don't like it as much.
Yeah, Kevin made me download the demo, and I don't really care.
Yeah, I like Burnout.
WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2008 for 360, PS2, Wii, PS3, PSP, and DS.
I played the demo for
November 13th.
That. And the problem I have is they completely changed the controls. And
yes.
the loading screen that shows you controls is there for like 2 seconds. And then there's no way to access that again. So
well,
I didn't know
yeah.
what all the controls were.
That's a demo flaw. But I'm so excited. I'm pumped for the feature of being able to use songs from your hard drive for entrances. Which I was hoping for that for 2007.
Yeah.
Wasn't there.
Now you said that's only the 360 version, right? That's
yeah.
weird.
The exclusive PS3 thing is you can go into a first-person mode when you're walking down the ramp on your wrestler.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That'll be DLC on the 360. $5.
Maybe. Kanan Lynch, Dead Men, 360, PS3, PC, November
13th. Again, this game, it could be decent. The graphics on it don't look that great, but it's another shooter. At least this one's got a co-op focus to it, which is good.
It's a third-person shooter.
Is it? Yeah, okay. Still a shooter.
I don't know. I've never been excited for this game. I don't
yeah.
understand it. Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 3, PS2, November 13th. Is there a Wii version of this game?
Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi, whatever, 2 on the Wii was actually pretty fun. It was kind of fun to do the motions to throw the Kamehameha wave
yeah.
and all that.
That works surprisingly well. Uncharted Drake's Fortune, PS3, November 15th.
Oh, I thought it was coming out like on the 20th. Rock
oh,
on.
Jesus Christ. What is that, Thursday or Friday?
Shoot.
Jeez.
Oh, it's November, man. You got to love it.
Oh my god, this list is insane. I really want that game too. And I mean, I already got Mario and SmackDown pre-ordered.
And Rock Band coming too.
Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles Wii, November 13th. You know, if this game was like coming out in summer.
Oh, I'd be all over, but I don't
yeah,
really need
I
a Wii light gun game right now. I got enough
yeah.
stuff to deal with.
Soldier of Fortune, Payback, 360 PC.
Did they like just
November
announce
13th.
That?
I don't know. Who cares? Who cares? Rayman Raving Rabbids 2,
eh.
Wii DS, no everything. That was fine enough as a launch game, but now that we have Mario.
Yeah.
Beowulf, 360 PC, PS3.
That looks generic.
I will shit a brick if this game is decent. Medal of Honor Heroes 2, Wii and PSP, November
13th. Apparently,
the Wii version of this game is not supposed to be like that
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I think it was an IGN writer was saying that like
yeah.
it set the new standard for Wii FPS controls, which
yeah,
is
so?
Interesting because they were just set in August.
Maybe it's not horrible. Well, that's it for
that's
that.
That's it?
Yep, those are... Well, that's it, dude.
Is that all?
Man, I really want to chart it now. Dang.
We need to work out some trade-ins and what have you.
Oh, God.
Well, we need to. If anybody wants, lives in the Youngstown area and wants to buy an air hockey table for $120,
God,
give us a call.
That's pretty tacky. Isn't it?
It's gonna be on Craigslist soon.
Yeah, sure it is. Okay, well, everyone, that's it for this week. Go play that Uncharted.
Yeah, play the Uncharted demo and.
It made a believer.
Get ready for Mario. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh God, I want to play Mario. All right, everybody, that's it for this week. Have a good week.
Yeah.
Please continue to check out the site explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Keep reading the Full Circle, my column at fullmedia.com/game. And thanks again. Be safe and have fun.
Ciao. Be safe. Oh, that's nice of you.